All right, let's dive in. Today, we're exploring meaningantics.
Meeting and Gantics.
Yeah, basically, it's about those problems that just won't quit no matter how hard we try to solve them.
Oh, like
Exactly.
when you're working towards a goal but keep running into the same roadblocks.
You got it. And our guide for this deep dive is an article called Meaningantics: Why Problems Persist and a Logo Teleological Path to Meaningfulness.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but gotta admit that title's a
It
mouthful.
is, right, but it really gets to the heart of the matter, I think. So before we go any further, what exactly are meaningantics?
Well, imagine you're steering a ship, but there are hidden currents pulling you off course, right? Those currents, those are like meaningantics, these forces working against you, often without you even knowing it.
So it's not that we aren't trying to solve these problems, it's more like something subtly holding us back.
Exactly. The article calls this the paradox of persistence, where problems stick around even though we have solutions.
And they give some pretty crazy examples, right? Like employee disengagement.
Oh, yeah, huge. A whopping 68% of employees are disengaged.
Wow.
So a company might try team building activities to fix that. But what if there's this underlying company culture that values individual achievement over teamwork?
Ah, so even with good intentions, the solution might not work because of this deeper meaningantic at play.
Precisely. It's not enough to just have solutions. We have to understand these deeper forces.
Okay, so how do we do that? The article lists like 40 different propositions about meaningantics, right?
It does, yeah. About 40.
All right. Well, we might not get to all 40 today,
No, probably not.
but let's unpack a few of the key ones. I thought this one was really interesting. Meanings contain counterforces. Like we're fighting ourselves without realizing it.
Yeah, that's a big one. Think about it. You know, you should go to the gym, but you can't seem to get motivated.
Oh, tell me about it. Or trying to learn a new skill, but you just get bogged down with self-doubt.
Exactly. Those are those meaningantics in action, working on us without us even knowing it.
So it's like a hidden script running in the background, shaping our thoughts and actions.
It is really.
So where do these meaningantics even come from? Like, are we born with them?
But the article suggests it's a mix of nature and nurture. So DNA might set the stage, but our upbringing and experiences, they all add to it, shaping these meaningantics.
So it's not just willpower then. It's more complex than that.
Much more. Think about the messages we get from our families, the media, even just our culture. They all feed into our beliefs and values, and sometimes those beliefs lead to these meaningantics that shape our actions.
Okay, so if these meaningantics are so ingrained in us, does that mean we're stuck with them? Is there any way to break free?
That's a great question, and that leads us to logoteleological solutions.
Logotelia what?
Yeah, it's a mouthful, but basically, it's about aligning our actions with our true purpose and values.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but before we dive into that, I want to make sure we've got the basics down. So far, we've talked about meaningantics as these forces that work against us, often unconsciously,
Right.
and we've touched on how they develop over time, shaped by nature and nurture.
Yeah.
Now I'm really curious to explore this logoteleology and how it might help us break free from these meaningantics.
Let's do it. It's a fascinating concept.
All right, let's dive in.
Welcome back. So, where were we? Oh, yeah, those meaningantics working against us, even without us knowing it. It's kind of wild when you think about it.
It really is. Makes you wonder, are there any systems like governments or big companies that have figured out how to completely overcome these meaningantics?
That's a great question. I mean, if meaningantics come from our own individual biases and systems are just groups of people, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
Well, it seems like complete immunity might be a bit of a stretch.
So even with the best intentions, those individual meaningantics can still creep into the whole system.
Yeah, it's like if you tried to build a perfectly straight tower using bricks that are all slightly warped, those tiny flaws can add up and throw the whole thing off balance.
And I guess when you factor in all the history and cultural stuff that shapes these systems,
Exactly.
those meaningantics can get baked into the way things work, making them even harder to spot.
Totally. Which brings us back to the article's proposed solution, logoteleological solutions. Essentially, it's about aligning our actions with our true purpose.
Okay, I like the idea, but how does that actually work? I mean, there's one thing to say align your actions, but those meaningantics are so sneaky, even in the systems around us.
Right. The article doesn't offer a simple step-by-step guide, which makes sense given how complex all this is, but it does highlight some core principles of logoteleology. One of the first is something called meaningful perception.
Meaningful perception. Okay, break that down for me.
Sure. Think of it like this. We often see the world through these tinted glasses, right?
Okay, yeah.
Our biases and preconceived notions, they color our view without us even realizing it.
So meaningful perception is like taking those glasses off and seeing things more clearly.
Exactly. It's about being more aware, questioning your assumptions, and being open to different perspectives.
That's got to be tough. I mean, it's hard enough to even recognize those biases in myself.
It's not easy, but the article suggests that self-reflection is key to overcoming those hidden meaning gantics.
Okay.
It's like becoming a detective in your own mind.
Oh, I like that. A meaningantic detective.
Right. You start noticing when you're feeling resistant or stuck, and you ask yourself, what's going on here? What beliefs are causing this?
So instead of ignoring those thoughts and feelings, we should be exploring them.
Yeah, that's how you learn and grow.
So it's not about blaming yourself for having meaning antics, it's about understanding them.
Exactly. It's about tracing them back to their source and seeing how they might be influencing you.
Okay, so we're working on two levels here: becoming aware of our own individual meaning antics and also how they play out in the bigger picture.
Right, both are important.
So let's say we've started to identify some of those personal meaning antics. What's next? How do we actually make a change?
Well, that's where logoteleological action comes in.
Another new term. This episode is full of them.
I know, right? But the idea itself is pretty simple.
Okay.
It's about making choices that are in line with your true purpose and values. Choices that not only benefit you, but also the larger system.
So it's not just about what's good for me, it's about what's good for everyone involved.
Yes. It's about understanding that we're all connected and acting in a way that promotes harmony.
That makes sense. But how do we even figure out what our true purpose is in a world that's so full of distractions and pressures?
Well, the article suggests it's an ongoing process, really.
Yeah.
Asking yourself those deep questions about what truly matters to you, what you value most, what impact you want to make.
It's not a quick fix then.
No, definitely not. It's a continuous journey.
So logoteleology is about changing how we approach life and how we make decisions, not just about finding a quick solution.
Yeah, exactly. It's about becoming more intentional, authentic, and aligned with your values. And that takes honesty, a willingness to face those meaning gantics, and a commitment to change.
This all makes me think back to those big problems we talked about earlier, things like employee disengagement, failed initiatives, corruption, poverty. If meaning gantics are part of the problem, does logoteleology offer any hope for actually addressing them?
That's a big question.
Yeah.
If those meaning gantics are woven into our systems, as we've been saying,
Yeah.
then it seems like finding solutions means changing our perspective,
Okay.
moving away from just trying to fix things externally and towards dealing with those underlying meaning gantics.
So instead of just treating the symptoms, we need to address the root causes.
Exactly. And that might mean challenging established power structures, questioning old assumptions, and being open to some fundamental changes in how we operate.
That's a pretty radical shift, but also kind of exciting. It suggests we have the power to create a better world by understanding and addressing these meaning gantics.
It does, yeah.
But where do we even start with such big issues? It feels overwhelming.
Well, the article emphasizes that it's not a solo mission. Collaboration is key.
So talking about these ideas, raising awareness, creating a movement for change.
Yes, it starts with each of us becoming aware of these meaning gantics in our own lives and then spreading that awareness, supporting organizations that are on board with these principles, and advocating for policies that support a more holistic way of doing things.
So we're not powerless.
Not at all.
We can be active in shaping the systems around us.
Exactly. Each of us can create those ripples of change.
We've covered so much ground today, from how no system is really immune to these meaning gantics to the principles of logoteleological solutions.
Yeah, pretty good discussion.
And it seems like the key takeaway is that we need to move beyond just awareness and start taking action.
Absolutely. And in the next part, we'll explore some practical tips for putting logoteleology into practice.
Sounds good. Stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive.
All right, welcome back. We've been doing a lot of exploring, uncovering these meaning gantics that can really mess with our best laid plans.
We have. But I think it's time to shift gears a bit. This whole idea can feel kind of heavy, right? Like if we're always battling these unconscious forces, how do we actually make any progress?
It does feel like that sometimes. Like,
Yeah.
okay, we found all these hidden things, but what do we do with that information?
Yeah. Well, first of all, don't panic. You've already done the hardest part, which is becoming aware of these meaning gantics. That awareness is huge. It's like you're hiking through a thick forest, and suddenly you realize there are all these paths and pitfalls you never noticed before. Now you can navigate them better.
I like that analogy. So how do we get better at navigating those meaning gantics in our everyday lives?
Well, one simple but powerful thing is to pay closer attention to your own thoughts and feelings. You know, those times when you feel stuck or frustrated or like you just don't want to change something.
Oh, I know those moments. Yeah, right. Those are often signs that meaning gantics are at play. So instead of just brushing them off, try to get curious about them. Ask yourself, what's behind this? What beliefs are driving these feelings?
Like those thoughts and feelings are trying to tell us something.
Exactly. And the key is to be curious, not judgmental. It's not about beating yourself up for having these thoughts. It's about understanding where they come from.
Yeah, I think we're often quick to just push those uncomfortable feelings away.
Right. But sometimes leaning into them could be more helpful.
So how do we do that?
Well, one thing is to seek out different perspectives. Talk to people who have different views than you. Read things that challenge your assumptions.
Basically, step outside our comfort zones a bit.
Yeah. The more you expand your worldview, the better equipped you'll be to handle all the complexity of life and make decisions that really align with your purpose.
It's like we're building a more accurate map of the world.
Right.
And that brings me back to those big systemic meaning gantics we talked about. How do we even begin to tackle those? It seems daunting.
It can feel that way. But remember, there's power in collective action.
Okay.
When enough people become aware of these meaning gantics and want to do something about them, real change can happen.
So it was about spreading the word, building a movement for something better.
Exactly. It starts with conversations like this one, sharing these ideas with others,
Yeah.
supporting organizations that align with these principles,
Right.
and advocating for policies that support a more holistic way of being.
So we're not just stuck with things the way they are.
No, we can all be part of shaping a better future.
This has been a really thought-provoking deep dive.
It has.
One of the biggest takeaways for me is that even though these meaning gantics are often hidden, we're not powerless against them.
Right. By understanding them and making choices that are aligned with our true purpose, we can create a better world.
It's like we've been handed a new set of tools.
That's a great way to put it.
Well, this deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about.
And we hope it's done the same for you.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep questioning those meaning gantics.
See you next time.